Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, November the 17th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad that you've tuned into the program tonight to learn more about the ways of God and the things of God, the Word of God. Amen. And I got to say something tonight. I meant to say this last night, but I was just so busy with everything, so much content to get to. And that is, I ran into Preacher Man on Sunday night and Sunday morning and Sunday night at my church. And they live in North Dakota, and they stopped back to Michigan on their way back from Tennessee. And he was just visiting, and he was so glad to see me. And he told me, Miracle Man, you're reaching people from a lot of different countries. And he told me, you know, keep going. You're doing a great work. And so, Preacher Man's listening. Shout out to Preacher Man. You're so awesome. Just keep going in the ways of God. And yes, by the way, his soda status is that he had quit drinking Dr. Pepper and had been drinking like Werner's type stuff. And then he got back on the Dr. Pepper. My soda status, still fueled by Coca-Cola. Fueled daily by Coca-Cola since 2004. I'm proud of it, as Coca-Cola is the best soft drink you can have. You can grab it at your local McDonald's for the low price of just a dollar plus tax, and participation may vary. Speaking of restaurants, we got to pray that this lawsuit, the Michigan Restaurant Association has filed a lawsuit against Michigan Department of Health and Human Services over the shutdown of the restaurants. I'm not calling it a true lockdown, because what's being closed is not like what it was in the spring when they did the stay home. They're closing down the inside dining at restaurants, specifically inside. They're closing the inside at bars. They're closing the theaters again. They're closing the bowling alleys again. They're closing the bingo halls again, and the arcades and some things like that. And Michigan Lodging and Restaurant Association, they filed a lawsuit basically saying that it makes it that many businesses would suffer under a second shutdown, and they're basically asking that it would be heard, and basically asking that a judge or a lawyer would hear it and would rule against the restaurant closing. and I'm believing God that they will. They need to, because any of you who cares about freedom, listen to me, listeners. The Michigan State Supreme Court on October 2nd, 2020, the Michigan Supreme Court said that it is unlawful. It is against the Michigan State Constitution to do these lockdowns after the certain amount of time, and that everything after April 30th was void. Our governor did not work with the legislature, which would have been a requirement in order for him to continue. The Supreme Court also said, but apparently she ignored this, she didn't hear it, that they're not allowed to use the DHS. She's not allowed to use DHS to do the orders. And they claim that there are pandemic powers from like the 1918 swine flu. I mean, excuse me, the 1918, Spanish flu thing, which those are bogus. We gotta get rid of those. And she claims, you know, I have power to do a stay-at-home order. I have, and all that. She doesn't. They don't. So we got to believe God that this whole thing is struck down now. Or even if the shutdown does go into effect and only lasts like a day or two and gets thrown out. 1 or 2 days is better than 21 days. It is. So, we got to believe God, because once they start this again, and when they try to use these kind of controls, that's where you get to where they can shut down the church, they can shut down this and that, and let me say something, listeners. These shutdowns, and even in March, they said, 15 days to slow the spread. Okay. I remember, March 16th, President came on and said that, and I'm like, we're all like, okay. America's got this. 15 days, slow the spread. See how it works. And like, okay. Then it's like, okay, let's try to open it up by April. And nope. And then, like, it still has been more than we'd like. Nope. Then, like, May. And then some states decide to open on, like, April 27th. The first state to open back up, starting to open back up, was Georgia. And actually, Georgia opened some like hair salons and that on April 24th, so a few days prior. 27th, Georgia restaurants open, and Tennessee, Florida, and some of the other southern ones open up May 1st. You started opening back up the country. And I get it, at the time, it was like, we're trying to save all these lives. We don't know enough about this virus. And we've learned, we know a lot more now. But in reality, let me tell you the truth. All of these shutdowns that have happened this year, that is they have to shut this everything down. It's not about a virus. It's about control. It is an attack on the church. It's an attack on the body of Christ. It's an attack on freedom. It is an attack on business. It is an attack on... So you say, like, what's wrong with it? Everything's wrong with it. Everything. You know, I'm not laughing about that, but when I was little, I used to ask Mom, like, when something was wrong with something, like, I'd be like, what's wrong with this, or why is it so dirty? And, like, what's wrong with it? She'd be like, everything, Rev, everything. Sometimes, like, then I didn't know if, like, if she just said that so it could be fixed, or she really meant it. But as far as what's wrong with the lockdown, it really is everything. It really is. Now, maybe distance some things like that, but I don't need the government telling me not to breathe on other people. I'm sick. I don't need the government telling me to wash my hands, how to wash my hands. And different things like that. Well, whose side are you on? I'm on the side of liberty, freedom. And these states, these governors, part of what they want to do is try to cancel Thanksgiving. Many people that I know of, they're not buying it. I was just at the local community fitness center, the community center. And there was a decent amount of people there. In fact, I told my helper there, I told her that there actually should have been even more. And do you know something, listeners? At least at my mall here in this city, I discovered something that I was actually pretty happy about. They're not removing the chairs from the food court, the chairs or tables from the food court, because luckily this time they said that the food court is considered a cafeteria type thing. And I agree, it is a cafeteria. So, you think here? I'm going to suggest something. I might get backlash for it, but in a way, I don't care right now. If you live in this area, you order takeout from somewhere. Here's what I would do if I were you. You go to Olive Garden, you go to Railside, that's in the mall parking lot, in the mall building, you go to Uno Chicago, you go to one of the fast food places nearby that's not in the mall. Go ahead, take your stuff, park your car, mall parking lot, go into the food court. Eat it. Now, if I knew of more people who were for this cause, I would actually have what I would call a fill the food court protest, where you fill every chair available in that food court. People either get stuff there or stuff from these restaurants, sit down or fast food, and everyone just goes in there and eats it. And I don't think that's a bad idea. Do you? You don't think it's a bad idea, Becky, do you? But enough on that. If I get backlash, I'll deal with it later. Yes, I've yes, there's good ways to protest. You know, something you disagree with. Protest does not always mean loot, riot. You know, those who loot and riot, they call themselves peaceful protesters. No, they're not. Like you just protest can just be like you kind of maybe do something that might just be seriously just a little taboo, not nothing really bad necessarily, but maybe just a little bit, like again with the food thing. A couple times within the first year after they took McDonald's out of my local mall, I actually took McDonald's in the food court, sat down, ate it. No noise, no nothing. Maybe you disagree with something. Maybe one way you protest, maybe, is you just don't wear your mask when you're supposed to. I was doing that the whole time I was in Kentucky. And I know, you really don't need to wear it. But I still think, you know, in a way, when I don't wear the mask, when I go into a place, I'm standing up and saying that ultimately it's up to me. And I saw something last night on Twitter about a really good source, a server in another country, and real election results. I will not say what it is, because even the conservative sites that I follow have not put it out yet, but I have seen it on Twitter. But it looked really good. So we just have to believe God with the election, that things get revealed. In Georgia, in one county, there were an extra 800 votes found for Trump. Like a 1,400 thing, batch things, some that they didn't know about, because they've been counting ballots by hand to make sure. And I'll look at it tonight after I get done with this and kind of see how it's going, because the recount's supposed to be done by tomorrow. And their Secretary of State, I mean, he's okay, but at the same time, there has to be a way more so to sort them out and, you know, throw certain ones out that don't have, or the envelopes or whatever, got to look at the dates and things. Things like that, some things like that, but Trump is at least closing the gap to a degree. Now, I'm praying that even as a result of this recount, that somehow tonight they find enough ballots in these other places to make a to where it makes a difference. And this is not, and listeners, this isn't about, oh, what party do you want? No. It's about, what kind of America do you want? Do I want free? Do you want freedom and liberty? Or do you want a mandatory nationwide lockdown, mandatory COVID vaccine, which, by the way, if we go to mandatory COVID vaccines, it'll be a cold day in hell with the devil singing Frosty the Snowman. True. Uh-huh. And that, by the way, that would be regardless of what month it is, whether it's right now as people are starting to get their houses ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas, whether it's in December, right before Christmas, and whether it's in the middle of June. Cold day now with the devil singing Frosty the Snowman. Off key, by the way. Off key. That's what this is about. And what kind of America do you want? Do you want the church shut down? Or do you want freedom to be able to worship God as you please? And do you want to America to be open? And do you want a right to choose the vaccine if we get a good vaccine? I'm for the vaccine if there is a good one that isn't going to totally change your DNA and make you so that you're like a walking zombie or whatever. But if there's a good vaccine that actually does the things, you know, to help protect against COVID infection and things like that, if it's a good one, I'd be all for it. And if it's really good, I would actually strongly consider taking it. But it's got to be good. And it won't be the one from Bill Gates. That one, so depends on what country you want to be. So that's why we have to pray and believe God that as fraud is discovered, it is dealt with. As irregularities are discovered, they are dealt with. You say, how do you know there were irregularities? Well, just told you about the county in Georgia. And Michigan and Pennsylvania, by the way, were hotbeds of this fraud. And Nevada, near Vegas. And so we just got to believe God and, you know, keep America in prayer. And so you say, Miracle Man, why did you spend all this time on this kind of stuff tonight? Because, listeners, the reason why is because I just think it's important that you listeners know what's going on. And those of you who follow, you know, what's going on, I don't know what source you use. The ones I use are good ones. And if I ever use, you know, MS MSDNC or these other ones. It's more or less to go after them. And they'll say, oh, the president needs to make baseless claims. Really? Baseless? 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 When I think of baseless, that's like you're in a car, you listen to the music, there's no bass to it at all. Imagine listening to those of you who are into rap music or whatever. Hopefully it's clean. But those of you who are into, you know, nice, good, clean rap music, hopefully you'll like it with some good old bass. And if it's baseless rap music, that's no good, Becky, is it? Or try to have invasion and there's no bass. BASS, by the way, no bass. Like the sound. I love how Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, he'll actually quote, you know, Communist News Network and MSDNC and the others sometimes, and he'll say, he'll quote it and be like, hashtag fake news. And stuff like that. It's actually kind of funny. He doesn't mock them, like, in a bad way. He says mock, but I would rather say point out. He likes to point out. He likes to, you know. But I just like to keep you informed on some things, like when we're going through stuff. Hopefully, and when it settles down, and even tomorrow night, I'll be talking more about other things when we, you know, before we go to singing and the Word of God. And sometimes I like to talk about, you know, tithing and giving and other things, faith. Not living by fear. You know, so I can have time to exhort you on things. Because exhortation never hurts anybody. Amen. So that's just where we are. Some things to keep in prayer. You know, also remember every day at high noon, take authority over the virus, curse that thing to the ground. And I like what one of the guys on the president's administration said 2 weeks ago. We're not going to control the pandemic. The pandemic, I call it a plandemic / mandemic / scamdemic / scamdemic / shamdemic, whatever, you know, whatever demic. And I say, you know what? I don't want the thing controlled. I want the thing gone. Wiped out. Don't want it managed. They'd be like, this thing's terrible, but I want to manage it. Manage it. They'd be like, I want to manage my son's bad behavior. To where he still does those things, but he doesn't do them. Those bad things that he doesn't want to do. Like, no, I take authority over those spirits. I want to manage the virus. I curse that virus in the name of Jesus. It dies now. in the name of Jesus. And Koran, the moron, and the spirit of stupid that's causing these new shutdowns and shut-ups and lockdowns. I hadn't called it the shut-up in months, but the original one, that's what it is. You say, why the shut-up? Shut up and do what I say. That's a good one, actually, Becky, isn't it? Because in a way, that's... All right. I'm going to... But... and then also daily, we are also reading Psalm 23 out loud, so your family can hear it, and also Psalm 91. And my pastor has a great motto. I live by this motto. You want to know what it is? No fear here. And that's the way I've been living my life. You know, even since March. But, you know, the Lord is my rock and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Now, we walk in wisdom, yes. But at the same time, you don't want to walk and live by fear. All right, we're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to go into the Word of the Lord tonight, and I'm going to deal with the Mark of the Beast and the dragon. How many of you listeners have been enjoying this time going through the book of Revelation? Amen. I have too. And I know it's just me and my helper in my house, but I know in spirit I can just hear your listeners amen in me. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. And some of these songs, you know, like even one of them I'm going to sing tonight, some of these that I've been doing lately, like the two the other night, have been based on, partly on, you know, the book of Revelation. Which is awesome. And so, like I said, we're going to sing a couple of songs. Amen. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and worship, lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing. Everyone sings. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. We worship you. Death could not hold you. The grave tore before you. Now you are raised to life, but not supposed to sin and grace. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Oh, how we love you tonight, Jesus. We magnify you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you are, for what you've done, for what you're going to do. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you minister to us right now, that you would heal our bodies, you would heal our minds, that you would heal whatever needs healed in our families, relationships, all these things. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you anoint us to go through life. Now the storms of life may come. You came down. Your love came down and rescued us. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we study your word tonight, that you would reveal things to us tonight. That you reveal things to us about you, Lord God. And now, Lord God, I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come to this program, that finances would come to this program. Most important of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. If you're somewhere where you can do this, if you're somewhere where it's safe, hold up your Bible. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what it says I can do. This book is more than a storybook to me. This book is more than a history book to me. This book is more than a religious book to me. I'm a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name, if you love the Lord, clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open up your Bibles, please, to the book of Revelation chapter 12. Praise God, Revelation 12. I love the word of God. I love it so much. And I want to encourage you for the next bit of time here. Whatever I do here at my house where I am, you do wherever you are. If I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. I study the Bible, you follow along. I preach and teach, you follow along. We're just having time, a wonderful time in the Word of God. And I'm going to deal with chapters 12 and 13 tonight. Sorry about that. All right. So, and I'm going to begin in verse 1. Revelation 12, beginning in verse 1, NIV. And a great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars upon her head. She was pregnant, and she cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky, and it flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her still the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up by God to his throne. The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,240 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time. Times and half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then, from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and to sweep her away with the serpent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Chapter 13 now. And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but he had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshiped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshiped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can make war against him?" The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. All whose names have not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity, he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword, he will be killed with the sword. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. Verse 11, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf. And he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast. His fatal wound had been healed, and he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs that he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he received the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. Now let's look at the Lamb of the 144,000. Chapter 14. Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of rushing waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps, and they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those who did not defile themselves with women, and they kept themselves pure. They followed the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men. And they were offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless. Verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water." A second angel followed, and he said, "Fallen, fallen, fallen is Babylon, the great, which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries." A third angel followed him, and he said in a loud voice, "Anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark with his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments, and they remain faithful to Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Lord, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Verse 14 now. I looked, and there before me was a white cloud, and seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple, and he called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, "Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come. For the harvest of the earth is ripe." So he who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Still another angel who had charge of the fire. He came from the altar, and he called in a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Your sharp sickle, then gather clusters of grapes from the earth's vine, because its grapes are ripe." The angel swung his sickle on the earth. He gathered its grapes and threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath. They were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and blood flowed out of the press, rising as high the horses, bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia. So, all right. What you see here is the dragon. There's the dragon, and on the dragon, there's the woman with the dragon. The woman has a child, and then dragon turns out to be the devil. He resembles, I mean, the devil. And then he ends up having power to rule the world for 42 months. So for half of the tribulation period. And trust me, listeners, trust me. You do not want to be here during the tribulation. All this stuff we're dealing with right now, with the virus, the riots, the looting, the stuff we've had in 2020. There'll be more things to come. There'll be more wars, rumors of wars, hurricane, the different things. Things will increase as you see the day of the Lord approaching, the day of the coming of the Lord approaching. You'll see things happen. And so it could represent like the Antichrist. Then there are two beasts. There's one beast and then there's another beast. Everyone worships the first beast. Yeah, they worship the beast, literally. They worship the beast. And you may say, with what's going on with this virus, will this vaccine be the mark of the beast? Well, if it is, then hopefully he comes quick. Because with the mark of the beast, we should not be here. We should not be here with the mark of the beast. And right now you don't necessarily have to have the mark of the beast in order to go in the store. Then the only mark I have the mark of the Christ, not the mark of the beast. What you do have to have right now is a mask on your face. So you have the mark of the mosque in so many of your states right now. And then some places I've seen a sign that says no mosque, no service. And you're not wearing a mask on your face. You might see that sign. And so like I said, this is a practice run. That number 666 that comes with the whole beast thing and that whole thing, That is not the number of the Antichrist. The 666 is the number of man, the number of human. 666. And so, but and then, but then before any of that, you had Lucifer, who was in heaven. He was supposed to be the worship leader, and he literally had music in him. And harps on that, harps on that. Maybe he had all other kinds of instruments than that, even though it doesn't say that. Maybe he had guitars, pianos, and maybe he had you know, and he had, and music was who he was. But then Lucifer at the time, Lucifer and his angels got thrown out of heaven because they were not good. Yep, God threw them out. And that's why he's been. And you don't want to live for the devil. You don't want to live wrong and be all out there living for the devil. And, you know, and the people say, oh, the devil went down to Georgia or what have you. No, he went wherever people allowed him. You don't want the devil living inside of you. No. You don't want to live for the devil. You live for God. You should live for the Lord Jesus. Because the devil, that's all wickedness. Nothing fun. Going to hell is not fun. You don't want to go to hell. Folks, like I've said, we are in the last of the last days. And this is not the time to be teeter-tottering. One day and one foot in the world, one foot in the church, come to church when I want to, not go to church when I don't want to. You know, sometimes I pay my tithes, other times I don't pay my tithes. It all depends on how I feel today, which side of the bed I woke up on. Got to live and serve God the way He said, not the way you want. Because the way you may want is just, you know, cherry picker. Pick the parts you like and then get rid of the rest. Nope, it's like you got to eat, the whole lamb. Not just cherry pick, you know, the nice, salty, tender, tasty parts that they enjoyed. They had to eat the other stuff that maybe they didn't like. Maybe it was cold. Maybe it was I don't know, there were just things wrong with it that they didn't like. But let's go together, listeners, and look at 14 again. I want to end with something good. Sorry about that. I just checked sometimes to see how time is doing. I looked there before me was the Lamb of God standing on the mount, standing on Mount Zion with him. 144,000 for his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like rushing waters, a loud peal of and a loud pealing peal of thunder. And the sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps, plus, you know, pianos, guitars, bass guitars, nice, you know, and all kinds of other cool stuff. I made that last part up, but there were the harpists playing their harps, and they sang a new song before the Lord and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song. They couldn't rehearse it. They couldn't learn it. They couldn't sing it. Except for the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These people had been redeemed from the earth. And these people, these 144,000 people, are people who did not defile themselves with women. They kept themselves pure. Oh, Lord God, I pray that's me. No, I'm not feeling insecure or inferior, no. I just read that verse and I go, I pray that's me, Lord. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes, and they were purchased from among men and were offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouth, and they are blameless. Blameless doesn't mean perfect, it just means they weren't all dirty. I saw another angel flying in midair. He had the gospel. He proclaimed the good news to those who live on the earth, to every nation, language, and tongue, and people. And he said, he told the people to fear God and give him glory, because the hour, the time of his judgment had come, and to worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, the spring, and the springs of water. And a second angel came, and he basically said, Babylonian system is done. The great witch made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adulteries. And a third angel followed him, and he said, if you worship the beast and you worship the image of the beast and you receive the mark of the beast on your forehead or on your right arm, you will drink the wine of God's wrath. And it's been poured full strength up. And it talks about the sulfur. Where did you go? Anyone receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. And he hears a voice from heaven saying, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Lord, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." And then it talks about the harvest. And it says, "Take your sharp sickle and reap, because the harvest is ripe." The earth was harvested. Another angel comes out of the temple in heaven, and he has a sharp sickle. Another angel who had charge of the fire, he came from the altar and he called in a loud voice, "Him who had the sharp sickle, take your sharp sickle, gather the clusters of grapes from the earth's vine, because its grapes are ripe." Meaning gather the people. They're ripe. And the angel swung his sickle on the earth, gathered the grapes, threw them into the great winepress, God's wrath. And they were trampled in the winepress outside the city. Blood flowed out of the huts, rising as high as the horses, rises of a distance of 1600. But you see, folks, real quick, look, folks. Those of you who know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you're living for him, you won't have to worry about the mark of the beast because you won't be living here. And that other evil stuff that we read about tonight, you won't have to worry about it. We will all give an account on Judgment Day, though. And we will have to give an account for every thought, word, and deed. And I'm sure he'll help us because we can't remember everything we thought, said, and did. I forget how old I was when I gave my life to Jesus. I was either 3 or 4. And I would sure hope God, and I know God would help me remember everything I said, did, and thought over the last 27 years. And more, you know, depending on when it is. You know, if it's the Lord tarries and it's like 50 years, I would hope God would help me. Heavenly Father, I come before you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. I pray that we would all seek you and find you, Lord God. And I just thank you for your word in full course in our life tonight. Thank you for this time in the word tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. And until tomorrow, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.